times, but River Oaks has more geese than they have golfers by a long shot. So they leave messes.
A lot of messes.
Yeah. So you think you're hitting, you know, dirt. Okay.
Well, one thing, I mean, it kind of carries over to golf, I think. Skiing definitely saw a decline in skier days this year, nationwide. And the statistics that are out so far are significant, you know. So I think the COVID era may be wearing off. Utah had a reason because of snow, but a lot of other places that wasn't the case. But
well, the economy is...
Yeah, well, up until, you know, last couple of weeks in tariffs, things actually were pretty good. I mean, I don't know.
There was a lot of... Anyway.
Today was one of the best dead cat bounces in history.
You're telling me.
I mean, yeah. I watched that thing and I said, oh, this can't really be happening. So, and then I look and look, and then it's up at 2,500, then it's down to 2,000, and closed almost at 3,000. I mean, it's the second biggest drop ever since the 1929 crash, percentage wise. Yep. You know, the numbers are bigger, but percentage wise, 1929 was slightly larger than what we had going into this.
Oh, you mean in the last 3 days?
Not much bigger.
This way and then this way, you know. Yeah, but yeah. They didn't quite get as close as I would have liked.
Well, there's a give them a couple of days.
Well, yeah. They still got to go.
There's a correction going on today.
Yeah, right? This one was
huge.
Really bad.
If you look at what a dead cat bounce is, it might hover around here for a couple of days, then it's going down again. You know,
yeah.
That's what most technical analysts would be saying right now. Hmm. Now, who knows? I mean,
what they'll really do.
Good. Well, then I'll buy some more when it goes down again.
Yes. Yes. Some good hedges right now where, you know, even if the stocks don't move from where they are, good 50% gain by next January. You know, I mean, stuff that doesn't exist very often is sitting out there right now.
Okay. Makes me wish I had a lot of money laying around. I could do that.
Me too.
Yeah.
On our stock club, we've been working with people to show them, you know, how to buy real out-of-the-money calls or puts, depending on what you think the market's going to do, and how you can double to quadruple your money in like a week or so, especially when you have volatility like now.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You know, as long as you pick the right direction.
No, that's really true.
It's been down, really, since December, you know, I mean, with a few ups in there. So if you are at least 2 or 3 months out, I mean, everybody made money on those. So I don't know.
Hmm. People will make money.
I just
on
wish
this
you
too.
Could make enough to make $100 million or something like that.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, ready?
We're here for golf.
I think then Corey and Alan join us. We'll fill them in if we can.
Oh, well, let's call the meeting to order. And I don't know if the minutes were attached or not from last time, but does anybody have any changes to the minutes? Or
I didn't see anything.
No, they weren't attached, actually. So, the last time when I looked at them, I thought they were okay. I'm not too critical of the minutes.
Yeah, they were pretty high level, but we can always. I didn't realize they weren't attached either, but we can approve them next meeting if you.
Yeah, let's defer to next meeting. All right. So then we'll go to our HON project, which everybody's talking about.
HON project. So I just actually met with Karen Baxter, the city engineer, and CJ with Tonko, the construction group that's been trying to get this done. In short, they have made quite the mess. We're trying to and pushing them to get out so we can come in and repair the turf and repair irrigation and run new lines. Just to visualize, currently right now we have no sprinkler heads watering any of this section. We have to tie into the main line here and then rerun new irrigation lines because they tore all of them up going outside of their intended workspace. We have sprinklers on the backside here that they tore out, and then two sprinklers here that they tore out that we've got to rerun wires and end lines for. So we have quite a bit of work left. They're originally supposed to be done with their scope of the project December 1st, and we're into mid-April before they're done. They still have work to do. They've promised us today that they would get in and wrap it up tomorrow and Friday. So we'll see what their finished product is like. What they've left us with is not just turf replacement. We'll have an extensive work here that I'm getting a couple bids from landscapers on sod, seed, topsoil, everything. So we'll kind of move along with that. Our intent was originally to just sod kind of the impacted areas for golf, which I'm kind of trying to circle mainly around the green, and then this area that we're going to have a new tee box eventually, just to get that growing in faster, and then hydro seeding the rest, which we still may do, but sod right now, everything else is expensive, but sod is actually relatively inexpensive right now, as well as install. So we're going to get a couple bids on that to see what our actual cost is.
Are they going to repair the cart path?
Yeah, that's part of theirs too. Talked about that today. The asphalt plants are making asphalt. They just need to find a day that they have good temperatures and to bring some in. But yeah, they need to saw cut on both sections. And Karen's talking about up here where they brought the storm drain line from the road through. They tore out the asphalt that was there, and right now it's just gravel, dirt. So they'll redo that section.
Yeah, if you don't hit it quietly.
It's bumpy.
It can throw you, which is the part that scares you when you're watching somebody hit it.
Yeah.
So.
The good things about the pond is we've raised the level of the pond. Not only did we increase the water storage of the pond with adding this, we've also raised it about 18 inches. So the pond level should meet where this new liner is. It'll make the pond look bigger and even more of an island type green.
Explain once how the water comes in and goes out of that.
Yep, thank you. That was my question.
Yeah, so there's two different resources. There's up at the top here from this pond station, there's culinary water, which is not ever hardly used. It used to be on culinary, but we've left that there. The other one is from Deer Hollow, which I believe is down on this end. So Deer Hollow Park, that's down the road, we pump it up the hill into the pond. That's our secondary water source. That's where the main source of water comes from. So we fill that from Weber Basin Water. They supply that into that detention basin structure, and then we pump it up from there. Our main pump house that we water almost all the golf course from is here. This is a secondary storage pump that does all of the homes, and that's the water department's. I don't know what all they have in there, but this is our pump house that we water the golf course from. We did replace our intake screen on there, so we have a nice new one that works and hopefully will prevent
So sediment. Is this basically a holding tank, a reservoir, that we're using to then water the grass with?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just, I love it.
Yeah, and the city's adding all of these homes up on the bench
right
to the secondary water that uses this. I think Eagle's Landing does as well. There's a few other smaller.
So this started out as a couple of projects, but mostly the main reason the city did the project was to solve a storm drain problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, we were flooding some houses on hole 7, I think.
Yes.
6 or 7.
Really down Gary Way.
Yeah, down Gary Way, and we had some difficulties. And this catches that stormwater in an enlarged detention area, and really resolves the flooding downhill from this location. So it's really an important safety project for a lot of residents. That was the first reason we did it. I think there are other reasons that are beneficial, like creating this really pretty cool hole, which I think people will love and hate all at the same time.
Yeah, but, no, I
good feedback from the people that have come
so
far.
I mean, I think we're going to get really great feedback on this whole.
So the water, like from Eaglewood Loop, that comes in there first, mm-hmm. or does it go all the way down and then get pumped back?
No, it comes in here first.
Okay.
It's intercepted here.
Yes.
So
now we have
a new pipe.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry. You go
no, ahead. I say right where my arrow cursor is.
This
is
the definition of win-win.
Storm drain collection.
Yeah.
I mean,
so instead
honestly,
of it coming here and going down in between 7-Eleven and down Gary Way, it now is collected here and then comes in from a pipe that they brought
it's
in.
Right through there.
Yeah.
When we first, a couple of years ago, when we first reviewed the project, it was coming down Eaglewood Loop, you know, and there was lots of discussion about how to fix the Gary Way pipe was too small. And anyway, in one of those meetings, we were like, well, obviously we can use part of the golf course and we can expand this detention area and have more water and catch it in a different way. And so anyway, it's just a great solution.
Oh, it's incredible.
Great solution. A little more expensive, but great solution.
Okay, anything else on the pond? I'll keep you updated there. You keep an eye out for grass, sod, hydroseed probably towards the end of the month.
Are they going to lose money on this project, these people?
Karen and I would think that they have not made anything, if anything at all. They've been on this project way too long.
It's just so slow. I don't know how they could make because they any time they're over on their contract is time they're not doing a different job. We're
That's
not
right.
paying them more.
Yeah.
They're just losing
time.
Well, I don't know why they don't.
Too, right?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah, they had all the wrong equipment. Trying to level that off with a bobcat's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, they needed a grader. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, the first time I saw that, I said, what the heck are they doing?
It was not really done very well.
The major issue was that they had, they initially put in the liner. It was not level. So they almost had a low point on this eastern end, and it was high on the western end. So when they came out and we finally got them to laser it, they had to come back and redo almost the entire liner edge, which increased their footprint. You know, you can see all of these tracks now on the outside of the pond that they've just increased their footprint of where they damaged it.
They also had trouble sealing, didn't they? So you were losing water around some of the...
Yeah, the liner was floating, and you can actually see a couple... spots still on the pond.
Yeah, you can see two there, and there's two on the other side, close to 10.
But they fixed that now, right?
We hope so.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
They have a bunch
bubbles.
Of cement tires out there, cemented, weights essentially out there to hopefully hold the liner down. But
I think over time that'll solve it.
Yeah. So lots of delayed issues that have caused anxiety for us on the golf course.
Simple science we all knew in elementary school, though, about air and water.
I have a funny story about that hole, though. A young friend of mine, she went golfing on Eaglewood, and her husband told her that if she were able to drive the green, that she could get a dog.
Oh.
And she did it.
Good for
and
her.
And so they got a cute little, like, some sort of a pug or something, and she named it Birdie.
Oh. I like that.
Hey, I like that.
New story. New promotion at the golf course.
That's a great story.
So Gateway Parks, we've been in a discussion with them on, obviously we haven't extended their agreement yet. We'll bring that to the city council probably middle of summer once we kind of get some more details from them. The first year went okay for them. They were a very slow start, like I mentioned in our January meeting, kind of halfway through. Their last month and a half, they were fairly busy, which was promising for them. We had a few issues with coming down onto number 9, just the length of time it took for the snow to melt, which we kind of guessed would have happened, but it was a good learning experience for us. So we're recommending that they move locations just out in front of the new structure and then come down the hill. They'll kind of loop people around, and then they'll have their magic carpet bring people up kind of on that ridge line back up.
So they won't be on 9 at all. They'll be in the driving range.
At all. There's a couple of nice solutions there. Is we already have a storm drain collection at the bottom of this hill that feeds into the pond. It will be less of a concern for us on how long it takes the snow to melt, because we'll still be able to have the driving range open, and we'll just collect the range balls when the snow melts, and we'll have enough to get through March, April, May when we have, you know. I think it's my, I couldn't remember if I told you it was at 6 or not, if you were. And then, so I've labeled this kind of their area of disturbance, or where they'll occupy. They may put their snow guns up on the hill up here, they may try them down here, but it will eliminate the snow coming onto the road and really wasteful snow that was going into the pond. The kind of natural basin we'll have here, they're hopeful that it will collect more of their snow. And it actually, the one day they tested it up here, they made quite a bit more snow, even that 50 feet higher, which was interesting. It was 3 or 4 degrees cooler, 50 feet higher. So
That's interesting. Yeah, it rises.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, they'll function there. We have power located there for them to run their magic carpet. They'll still run their water line up to their guns. This red rectangle, I just wanted to make, to kind of designate that that area will still be available for the free sledders and those wanting to come up. And they'll be able to use this lower section too on 9, which a lot of people do. So we are taking a little bit of that, because they won't be able to sled down the hill into the tubing run, but we'll still have plenty of space for them to find spots to sled for free if they want to.
What kind of money do they gross?
Let's see, our portion wasn't much. I want to say it was around $600,000, which wasn't even close to what they estimated.
That's what they made
estimated.
Last year.
Yeah, I'll have to look back at my email. I should be able to pull that up, but.
Well, I'm just, again,
interested
for my own.
Really, probably 80% of their revenue came from January 1st to February. They really had no business in November and half of December. Their first day open was December 14th or 15th. And even then, they had one lane open till middle of January. Just didn't have the temperatures to make
it started thawing out in December.
Yeah.
So it was unfortunate first year for them.
Golfers in January.
They were actually just as busy at our location as they were in Spanish Fork.
So Spanish Fork had the same problem.
Oh. Actually, all of their facilities, even their two in Idaho.
I was going to say, I don't know how you pay people. I mean, I assume they had to buy the equipment for our site.
Yeah.
So they're underwater on that.
Yeah, I think that's why they're anxious to sign a longer-term agreement to
try and recoup.
Yeah, they're only going to be able to recoup their initial cost, over several years. So.
Well, ask for a higher cut.
Yeah.
Now that you got them over the barrel.
And that was kind of the initial agreement, is that first year would be 3, but any additional agreements would be at 5%. So we would have a little bit more percentage.
Well, Trump says we've got to have at least 10%.
That's the new base.
And so, yeah.
Right,
so,
right.
So.
I
and
like,
tell them if they don't like it, we're going to 31.
Yeah.
That's right. Or they can kiss your you-know-what.
Absolutely. I like the guys. They're very nice. They're very excited about winter sports, and getting people up there, I think, is a big part of, going to be a big part of their success. I would... And I'll probably bring this to City Council. I would maybe suggest we look at a 2-year agreement instead of a 5 to see how the next 2 years go. I'm not sure if they'll agree to whatever
they'll take whatever
we'll
they
allow, right? Because we could eventually just say, this doesn't work, and we don't. But I think rather than signing that longer 5-year term lease, we look at a 2 and see how the next 2 go, and then after that, maybe we can extend further. But that would be my recommendation.
I'd recommend that.
Again, they've been great. They were willing to change all of these things. They put a lot of infrastructure in as far as power and the water vault that they bought in that they'll pump out of it. We'll utilize some of what they paid. So they've been a good partner so far. So
are they going to remove all their equipment?
Yes, I actually asked them last week. They're waiting on two storage container units out of Idaho that they have been able to get, that they'll load all their stuff in, and then we have a spot for them over in the maintenance that we're going to have them put there.
Oh, right.
They're shipping, yeah, shipping containers, I guess.
Did we hear, did we get any negative feedback from neighbors or citizens that you know about?
Just, I think calls on the snow on the road came to
City Hall. Yeah, that was probably the main one.
Yeah.
There was really the only one that I got was on the lights. They left their lights on one night that was kind of shining up towards the homes instead of shutting them off when they were done.
Sure.
Which that was a legitimate.
That's an oversight. It's not an ongoing issue.
And luckily, I was up. This neighbor had my phone number, so they texted me and said, hey, and they were out making snow, so it was an easy 10-minute fix. That's really the only phone call or text I got from anybody. Even, I thought maybe we'd get a few Google reviews on it, but no negative
feedback. You probably heard from the mayor. I mean, some of the people in our neighborhood were up in arms when snuck by.
Well, they came and talked to us.
Yeah, and I was like, what do you guys are, slow down, relax. It's going to be okay. You're way overreacting. Anyway, and I think.
Well, and I appreciated Tyler's answer to a couple of those neighbors when they said, look, there's going to be too many cars up here and too many people up here. And Tyler said, well, when we have 144 golfers on a full tournament,
yeah,
and they're up and down the street, they're hundreds of feet away parking on the street. And you just said it won't be anywhere near that. So, you know,
yeah.
On days when we have tournaments, there is a lot of traffic.
Well,
I was worried about music. I was worried about the sound of their snowmaking machine. I was worried about their grooming cat. But really,
can't even hear that from the
person. Yeah, and they're improving their snow machines even more than what they had. It was such a low level amount of noise that.
Yeah, I was surprised we had not one noise complaint here either.
And they were running their snow guns when they were operational, 13 hours, all night. It just wasn't. I would drive by at night sometimes and roll down my window from the street, and you could hear them, but it wasn't anything. When you rolled up your window, you couldn't. Yeah. So I can't imagine anyone inside their homes being able to hear anything. So.
Well, and did we sell any hot chocolate?
Yeah, it was a slower grill operation than I would have liked, but it was still more than any other winter we had. Just the grill operations themselves, I think we did close to 20,000, which again isn't anywhere near where I'd like. But we've got some plans for next year to pre-sell with tickets. So if someone comes in tubes, they get a hot chocolate included, and then Gateway Parks is going to pay us for that. So that's already a guaranteed sale. Yeah. So we have some ideas, and we worked on some of those with them to kind of utilize what they're
doing.
That's
great. So good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It helped with keep on some of our part-time staff throughout the winter, which will be beneficial
to us. Did they by any chance track where the guests were coming from?
They do. They have all of that. And
I guess I'm wondering, were they North Salt Lake citizens, or were they people?
A lot of Salt Lake County, less Davis County residents than I thought. And I'll see if they'll email me their traffic, and I can send it out.
I mean,
to
I'd just be interested
It's
a good question.
Yeah, I thought we'd get a lot more Weber County, Davis County.
How did they do? Were they doing digital something? That's how people in Salt Lake heard?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they most of their billboards were Salt Lake County.
I didn't even see a billboard, so I missed that.
They had one going out and coming back from the airport. And they did just some digital ones.
I should have seen that.
I don't know when they actually got up. One complaint I had, one major complaint, is they were very slow to get out any social media or marketing, really until probably mid-January.
Yeah.
They just didn't do... Yeah, we could get into the weeds on it, but I expressed to them several times that they needed to do more.
Well, that's their problem.
Yeah, yeah. It was me trying to help, but I think they learned from that they were not doing great and what they needed to do, so.
Hey, they're from Idaho.
They don't have the internet there.
They're getting it this year, I hear.
it probably used to be the only thing to do in whatever town they are.
In Rexburg?
Yeah.
So I don't, if any of you haven't been up there, this is the range structure, just a drone shot of it. We put in light poles today, Alan and I, and some of the maintenance staff. We have one more to put in that will just be a radar pole for the structure. Hunt Electric is installing the lights tomorrow and Friday on the structure, and then we will probably wait until TrackMan comes, which they're coming on the week of the 21st, install their radar, and then we'll put the lights on after they've completed their install. So we should be fully operational by the end of the month. By the time we get lights on, TrackMan range, we'll do some troubleshooting, testing that first week of May. They'll have a designated TrackMan employee there every day, is from what I'm told, that first week to not only train us and troubleshoot, or something freezes or whatever, they'll be able to help us know how to fix things, but they'll be there to help educate customers and getting them going on that, so it'll be exciting. We are tentatively planning for a grand opening on May 10th, which is a Saturday, which is also the kite festival, but this will be more towards the evening. And I'll send you all an email invite for it, just as a reminder. If that's not a good weekend for all of you, I'm happy to adjust. I haven't sent anything out. Ken and I briefly talked about it, having as many of the council members and Mayor Horrocks there as we can, even just to hit golf balls and eat pizza and have fun. But if any of you are out of town, or majority of you are out of town, we can always adjust. It doesn't have to be that weekend.
So. I'm out of town, but you.
Good day. I leave the next day.
That's kind of my plan. Is I'd like to, several hours in the evening, and we'll get this out as much as we can, but just to have some music playing, we'll order a bunch of pizzas and really just allow people to try the units and the balls, and we'll give everyone a token and have them just be out there. So
I drove up last Sunday and looked at it, and I could, it's really coming along, but I noticed that it looked like the tables were just regular picnic tables.
Yeah, they're I call them pavilion picnic tables, essentially.
Are you going to have any seating with soft cushions or anything like that?
Probably not as much as they were.
Oh.
That was kind of the deciding factor on not ordering the, I would call them like the ones that like Topgolf has, more friendly, comfortable seating. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't find any that were
affordable,
not terribly inexpensive. Yeah.
Okay.
Even those we purchased were, they ended up being $12,000 for all 18 of them,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is a lot, but that was the major.
Are you going to have a staff member on the range then, pretty much all the time?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Especially to train people how to log in, how to
use
the system.
That's what I was thinking.
Check range balls. I don't know if we've talked about hiring a specific person to be a range attendant. We may end up doing that. We may just end up scheduling some of the outside services to cover that for the day.
You've got some great people in there, so that would...
We do have some good staff this year.
Yeah.
So.
Do we continue to get free driving?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
And are you going forward then, nobody will hit off the grass ever again?
No, we still will. Right now we're planning on Mondays. We'll be off of grass. And then we're going to clean pick, essentially be able to do maintenance Tuesday mornings. That's what we've kind of decided will be our slowest time. The TrackMan system will still work on the grass. It will just be on a phone or iPad. So we have some stands coming, but we may not put them on the grass. But anyone that hits golf balls will still be able to see all the data. The only thing that will change is the games, so they won't be able to play the games on the actual on the grass. But those that are purists and want to hit off of grass won't care about the games anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
But lots of people will care about the game.
You think?
It's a real enhancement.
You think?
Oh, yeah. Top Golf is...
It's huge.
You could wait 2 or 3 hours to even play at Top Golf.
I don't know. Their stock is tanking, man. They're owned by Callaway, and they are...
Yeah. Maybe it's wearing off.
I don't know if you remember us talking about this.
It's a fad. It's been...
Yeah, the cost of entry for a Top Golf facility compared to what we'll have will be a tenth of the price of what you get at Top Golf. So I'm excited about those that, if I don't want to go pay $50 an hour at Top Golf, I'll go spend 10 at Eaglewood and the Balls.
I see what you're saying.
I was talking
investment.
Yes, yeah.
Way less. And I think over time, I think we can also increase the price for this service.
Yeah.
You know, right now I think it's good that we're keeping it the same, but I think we can certainly charge more.
Yeah. Over time. I think come July when we do some fee changes, so it'll probably be our next meeting, I'll bring to you some recommended fee schedule changes for next fiscal year that we'll bring to the council on recommendations, but that'll probably be one of them. Right now we're $8 and $15, 8 for one token and 14 for two.
$50 each token.
Yeah.
That's fun, man. That's so cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. There's room to
Did you say $50 per token?
That's so cool.
That's cool.
Sorry. So we'll probably, depending on what Hunt Electric, their install on lights, I'm waiting for a cost on them to install these lights and then the lights on top. The balance we have left over will essentially be all electrical. That's the only thing we haven't paid for on the structure. Everything else is paid for. So, depending on what we come in there, we'll be close. And I know we have some interest. I haven't talked to Heidi yet, but the money that has been sitting in the bank, we will have a little bit more of 410, but I haven't been counting on that to cover the cost. So, what this ultimately means for us is we may not have the funds to do the heaters right away. We may have to do that as a separate budget item, maybe even next fiscal year. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably $20,000 to $25,000 just for the heaters, electrical, and propane. So I'd like to just push that down the road until we decide that that's feasible and we have funds for it. So that's one thing we've had to cut out, which is with the cost. Any questions on? I'm excited about it.
Yeah, good job.
I am.
You know, when we were looking at doing something like this, I had a few contractors price us out, them doing the operation, and it just by us having done a lot of the work, as well as just be kind of the general contractors on it, we've saved quite a bit. And I think we'll end up with something that would be fun and popular. It already is, even without...
Yeah.
Is there any way to do advertising?
Oh, people are hitting now?
Yeah. Okay.
The mats are out there. We just have track mats. People just sit off mats. And it's busy every night.
On the structure itself?
Yeah, we could do a lot of things. The actual TrackMan units, the 21-inch screens, we can put advertisements on there, and that's our plan. Okay. We will sell some sponsorships on there, so it'll rotate through different things that we could put on. Just similar to what we have on the GPS units.
Okay.
So we'll have some incremental revenue that will be coming in from that.
And then you could use that for your heaters.
Yeah. It'd be great if we could find a sponsor.
Well, that's
like
what
that
I was thinking, too.
A propane company or...
How about painting the side of it with a sponsor?
Yeah. We're looking for one right now. And I may have one that's going to do the driving range sponsor. It's... He said he would, but he hasn't sent the check yet, so not counting on him until we see the money. So,
okay.
It's Alco Construction who redid our building. He's been a good supporter of playing, and he does some sponsorships over at Bountiful Ridge and said he'd like to do something for us. So we'll see what he comes up with. Here's some of the, I included January, February, March numbers. Really wasn't much happening on the golf end January, February, so I went back and just did a fiscal year update for you. So it's June through March of this fiscal year compared to the previous fiscal year. So you're kind of getting apples to apples comparisons on our revenue numbers. So essentially, the major ones were up on our food and beverage. Rounds are a contributor of that. Driving range, everything's above where we were at last year, in a good way. So
can't argue with that.
Part of it is we've really been busy. A portion of these changes on green fees and green fees was the change. Half of this fiscal year was on older rates. So really, if you look at our comparison of rounds, it's really similar as far as amount of play. I didn't include it on here, but this March we had 10 days of golf, and then last March we had 19 days of golf. And we made just as much money and had just as many rounds in these 10 days of golf in March as we had 19 days last March. So it's as much as I worry about recessions and the economy and if people are still going to play golf, April has already been exceedingly busy compared to last April.
So a week and a half.
We're into it 9 days. So it's been good. And thanks to Alan and all of my staff that have done a great job helping us get there. So I attached this and then I left and I didn't save it, but I did print this out. And maybe I'll email you all a color copy, so it'll be a little bit easier to see items. But I essentially have on the far right, these are by fiscal year. And these are not, this has not been approved by City Council. This is more of a replacement schedule on old equipment as it comes to its life cycle or usage that we have.
Okay.
So for next year, we have two of our Green Masters, a Ground Master. So the Green Masters are what we use on the greens. So right now we have them as our verticutters. We have one rough sidewinder mower that we mow the native with, and then two utility vehicles. I don't have it on here either, but we have we initially talked about a backhoe in City Council a couple months ago as we were talking about this upcoming fiscal year. We found a cheaper solution for it. So the backhoe was $130,000 to $150,000. We found an attachment that will go onto our existing tractor that will be about 11. So that will save us a considerable amount of money that we didn't necessarily need to spend or want to spend, but it's something that could be used.
Doesn't the city have a backhoe somewhere in the storage yard?
We do.
Yeah.
And we share it.
Okay.
It's not always as timely or easy to get it from Public Works up the hill. You know, it's a large, heavy piece of equipment. So, I think this is a good option for most of what they need.
Yeah,
I think there'll be times
when we get through. I should have added a picture.
No worries.
I'm sure you'll still use the backhoe when you know for
big stuff.
Big stuff. Yeah. Big
really, this smaller. It's a back. I call it a backhoe attachment, but it's really meant for us to dig up irrigation lines, valves that are 4 feet deep. Right now we're doing it by hand, and have been doing it by hand for a long time. We rented a backhoe Ace Hardware. Anyways, we rented a backhoe two weeks ago. To trench for all this electrical and conduit. And just having that we wouldn't have been able to do it without that type of thing.
Sure. Everything.
If we have this other piece of equipment, it will save a ton of time. We'll pay off the $11,000 fairly quick in labor costs.
Sure.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, modern conveniences, guys.
Yeah. and then I have out, you can go year by year and, really just Weston and I both looked through this as far as replacement years. If you look at 2026, we have a 2012 piece of equipment that really has an 8 to 10 year usage out of it. They now are approaching 16. So we're trying to get on track of catching up, and the city council has been great the last 3 years after COVID of trying to help us get the equipment that we need, and we're really close. After these next 5 years, I think then it will just be a regular, 8 to 10 year, we can be back where we think we need to be. But all of our major costs for the next 5-6 years, as far as equipment goes, has been covered, which those are fairway mowers and rough mowers are the most expensive ones. If you remember, we bought one rough mower last fiscal year, and that was $110,000 for a rough mower, and that cost has only gone up since then. So luckily we have, I would call them some of the less expensive equipment items coming up for replacement, which is good. So
who actually does the maintenance on these things?
So it's the Fleet Department, Public Works, Dave Hare and Jake Christensen. You've probably seen Jake in and around. He'll work on golf carts and all of our equipment for us. Jake's the main mechanic that helps us.
So they come from the city, not from the course.
What is a roller?
So a roller is, we call them Viber rollers, so they're an attachment that goes on our greens mower units that will just compress and flatten the green surface, so it makes it smoother to put on.
Okay.
And it, although it compacts the ground, it helps with grass growth. We have them out usually once or twice a week in between mowing. We're looking, maybe, let's see, I think I've got, let me just see if I can show you. Oh, I want to sign in. Yes. There's two options. Right now we have it's called the Triplex greens mower with Viber rollers on them. So you need to have the Triplex mower to add the units onto them. They have what's more of a traditional standalone roller that many of you have probably seen on social media or on TV. I'll just find a picture of that real quick. So they look more like these.
Sideways, yeah.
So you ride on it sideways and you control it, and you're rolling the green that way. That's a standalone roller. What we're using right now is the actual unit with rollers on them. So if you think of the Green Master Triplex units that are from Toro, they're about $50,000 each. And then you go and get they call them Viber rollers, but they're essentially rollers, so three rollers for each one, that's another few thousand dollars each. So we're looking at replacing our two Triplex units with two roller units. We're getting some pricing on there to save on cost as well as eliminate two expensive pieces of equipment for space and for cost. So we're trying to be creative in where we're asking for money and what we're doing to accomplish the same thing, essentially. So.
Thank you for showing all that.
It's fun to watch them go sideways.
I've driven one before, and they are...
They're sketchy.
They take talent to drive.
It does take some talent, because you'll get on there, and you'll think you're going one way, and you start going the other way. Okay, now I mentioned the TrackMan open house. This will be something that goes out... once we kind of dial in the day. I have a job posting out there. We wanted to kind of see what we would get for this social media employee. And last time we talked, I mentioned really wanting a full-time employee. We've kind of moved off of that after meeting with the council and more looking at a test run for this calendar year as a seasonal employee. So someone that's not benefited, someone that will be on the golf course payroll. I've had some really good applicants, some with a lot of digital and marketing experience. I'll probably set up some interviews with those top candidates And I'd like to send out some of those resumes to you all if you'd like to review them and give me your feedback on four or five that are really good that I think will be beneficial to the golf course operation. So I'll try to get those out next week. I have the job posting ending on the 15th. I've reviewed all the ones we have so far, but once I narrow those down, I'll send them out to you to kind of look at if you'd like.
But this is still for the seasonal, for the part-time.
Yeah. So the plan is to kind of, and I made it apparent on the job posting that this is really from April through October, and then we'll kind of analyze and see, okay, is this something that we can do a part-time job all year with, or is this better that we keep them seasonal throughout the year? And mm-hmm. obviously we would rotate through employees more that way, but I think it'll be a good test run to see mm-hmm. what we get as far as quality of employee for a seasonal job. If it's sufficient, then I think that might be the route we go. Mm-hmm. Certainly less costly than a full-time employee, but I'm hopeful we get some good product from it. So I've had a few other companies reach out to me that do the independent. You know, you pay them for their service. They do a lot of social media.
Right.
Rather expensive, more than I thought they would be. The two that actually got back to me out of the four that I reached out to were anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 a month.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're coming to do content. They said, you know, we'll come do content for a couple of days and we'll post daily for you. We'll update. And it sounds appealing, but where we can have a lower cost employee do the same thing for us and be at the facility and have more control, I think will be better for us. So I'm anxious to see what we get out of it and what we can accomplish with it. So that's all I have. What questions do we have?
Did we approve the minutes?
Wendy didn't send them out.
Oh, okay.
So we're just going to have
next time. Okay. I just didn't remember a motion I made, and I thought I must have blanked out.
No, I'll make sure that we get them out along with these minutes.
Yeah. We read them. We just didn't.
Yeah,
read
I think
them
I
along.
Did read them. Yeah.
Yeah. I looked through them. It was high level overview, but I didn't see anything out of the.
Yeah. So you got them before. That's probably why she didn't send them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it too early to ask about tournaments and people signing up? Or
oh boy, let me see if I can quickly pull up our calendar.
I guess it's not too early.
It's not too early. They've been booked.
So it's already off the chart.
Oh, yeah. We're higher than we were last year already.
I noticed.
Say that again. You're higher right now than you finished last year?
Yeah, more tournaments booked, yes.
Right now?
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. What about the people who want to just play? The walk-ins?
Well,
the thing.
Yeah.
You're going to have to get up pretty early in the morning.
We've narrowed them down on days that they can play.
Okay.
But the tournaments are still booking. So.
Well, you know what that says to me?
Many tournaments, true, then, don't you?
You need to charge more.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, supply and demand. Yep. If you guys are blowing the supply,
then. I just did a showing yesterday to a guy who was like, yeah, we've done it at South Mountain every year. And it's like, why are you guys moving? This place is better.
I
haven't even walked you around yet.
South Mountain is fun, but it's not
Try
in as good
way.
A condition.
Tyler?
It's not in as good a
I'll
condition.
Do it from my phone.
Anymore.
Where is South Mountain?
It's on the Draper Bench.
Oh.
So it's similar.
How many of the many tournaments are
Like
happening?
Our own?
No, not ours, but the ones that book six or eight
Tea times
in
we're
a row.
We're not doing as many of those. We've kind of
discouraged
those ones down to book only like 2 weeks out like everyone else.
Okay.
Well, so they can go 2 weeks out. Everyone else can only go a week. But, yeah, so not nearly as much.
I wondered.
That was my phone number. You could have done it.
I thought, they're just getting away with doing a tournament without doing the tournament price.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're just basically charging them the normal price, and they don't get really any of the perks. We're not letting waters out. We're not giving them pro shop credit. We're not letting them use the event center. So,
sorry, it's taking me a minute.
Can I make one encouragement,
mm-hmm.
one suggestion,
yeah.
one? And this is just me being me. And it gets back to where you guys are getting
mm-hmm.
from where you've been.
Mm-hmm.
And that is,
flowers don't cost very much, but if you plant them in the right spot and you keep them wet, the impression goes on and on and on all year long. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Anyway, Disney's the master of that. In our industry, they are the god of, you know, using flowers in a way that is awe.
Yeah.
And so we've always, coming from California, we just copied them as best we could. And it just doesn't, it's cheap.
Yeah.
For the awe factor that you, again, you got to fertilize it and water it.
I think that there's an opportunity for us to have a part-time palm gardener. But honestly, someone that spends 5 to 10 hours a week.
It's just not that much.
No.
For the awe factor that you get. And again, when you talk about, oh, you're better than, I mean, it's just like, cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's just a suggestion that, you know, like again, it's your world, but it takes you from public to.
Yeah, it takes you.
Well, that's what makes the masters, right?
Well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, that's. Yeah, the azaleas blow everything away, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
If we could do that.
Well, we. Yeah.
But something like that, right? Well, the color and the beauty.
It just doesn't take that much.
Yeah.
It just doesn't take that much.
Yeah, just some flowers on.
And in the heat, you plant petunias, you keep them wet, and they just.
Cool.
Yeah.
But. Again.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this is.
I can do some work on that. It's been a discussion with Weston and I off and on since I've been here on having someone designated for that. And like you said, for the little cost and how much flowers cost to beautify, even the front entrance and Ken and I have talked about it too on tee boxes and even on 10 and 1. And
again, you got to have sprinklers to them. Other than that, or commit it's, again. It's I hate to send somebody out there to water. That's silly, but
anyway.
Rivers aren't that hard to put in. They're pretty simple.
Most places have sprinklers. Like Alan mentioned, we have Mondays and Wednesdays essentially blocked for golf tournaments. We typically have anywhere from 2 to 3 tournaments in May. If you're looking at the blue, those are scheduled golf tournaments.
In May?
So in May.
In May?
So this is May. Again, when we have typically 2 or 3, we have 3, 6, 9, 10, 11. And that's not including weddings.
Charge more.
So we've got events in the event center on the days we don't have
golf tournaments.
You know what?
The most quiet day you'll have will be the 9th when all the engineers show up from Northrop Grumman.
That's true.
They won't be talking.
Guys are pretty
true. Here's an example for June.
And that's already booked?
Yeah.
These are already booked.
That's June.
And we even have included some on Wednesdays, even though these are kind of longer term tournaments that we've had for years. We allowed to book on Wednesdays.
Yeah, ADC Utah's been coming to our course.
Interform's
a good. They sponsor some stuff for us.
Well, I'm looking in June. So if you want to play golf on the 17th, 18th, 19th, or 20th, or 21st, and walk in, you can't play.
No.
Afternoon only.
I know. Some of us are, you know.
Yeah.
We're very happy that we've got the money coming in. We're sad because it's hard to get a tee time.
Wow, that is. Hey, it's.
Well, but that's the thing is.
It's had money.
Even today, April 9th, from 2 o'clock on, you could not have walked in and gotten a tee time at Eaglewood. You would have had to have booked your tee time.
Today?
On Sunday.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
We were completely booked with public play. So it's not just tournaments. It's every day.
It's everything.
Normal. Like people are starting to schedule their tee times farther out.
And our next month is July, and this is typically our slowest month of tournaments.
Yeah, it's like maybe two.
And we're still.
Well, you're still months away.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got very few days available for people to play on. You look at August and St.
James.
We've got 3.
What a problem to have.
4 days available in August. One of these two will probably fill up this week.
Too many credit unions, man.
How many of them are doing food and merchandise?
All of them.
That's magic.
Yeah. So we require them.
That's magic, guys.
Using it, so they've got to have food. And frankly, we'll have several smaller groups that aren't on this list that are 20 to 48 to 60 players that will either do tee times or just put in because they've called a week in advance or 2 weeks and want to come play. So
cool.
September, same thing.
Jeez, sounds like I'm going to have to go to Bountiful Ridge to play golf.
and even October, where we typically don't have any, we have a couple already scheduled.
First 15 days of the month.
Yeah. And we'll fill a lot of those September, October events up because there won't be anything else available. Wow. So. Yeah, they're busy.
Congratulations, guys. That's money in the bank. Big money in the bank.
Yeah. Definitely sounds like time to raise prices.
How about we have a resident city tournament?
We've talked about like a resident day. I think Ken and I have talked about it, too.
No, but a tournament. Oh. A tournament. I'd love to
be
like the city champ.
Can we play?
Yeah.
You know, some cities do, like, they'll do a mayor's tournament or a city council tournament. People still
golf
pay.
Golf committee tournament. Something. You
know.
Yeah.
But, you know, just with the residents.
Fun.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, that would be fun.
I mean, you have the family tournament.
We do, yeah.
And that's still going.
Yeah, it's on a weekend.
September?
Yeah, I saw that somewhere.
Yeah.
Is
it not the same day as
that one?
I think we're doing it the same day as this.
Yeah. Because that's the one where we put the big cups out and the family scramble is on big cups.
It's usually around September 11th, so I'm sure it'll be that weekend.
Oh, well, I want to make sure that's on.
Oh, man.
I've got
to warn
my
neighbors.
Is it under the academy?
That's probably what it is.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
We had a ton of broken windows last year.
$2.50 last
year. On the family scramble?
No, I mean just...
in general?
Yep. I mean, and I think the tournament's because... They're non-golfers, right?
You know,
and
we have
a
to
lot
split
of them.
It.
Yeah. And they're just out there whacking away.
So great.
We just had,
how fun.
My neighbors are really just really frustrated. I mean, we got some
that
had the same big window broken three times in a year.
Where are you? What's your neighborhood?
Eagle.
Montclair.
Oh, Montclair.
And it's not just whole... Six?
It's coming from five.
It's coming from five. I mean, again, we talked about trying to pay.
Yeah,
we'll pay for some trees.
Yeah.
Because I'm happy to. We've got money in the bank. I could sell that to them for half. You know, we'll contribute half to load
growing
trees.
Bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is one of the danger spots is your neighborhood, for sure.
Well, the funny thing is that it's whole five and they.
They hit the road
and then it bounces, and
that's
right.
I've seen that a bunch too.
Yeah, I've never done that. I've never hit it on the road.
No,
definitely
no.
not on purpose.
The one time I played with you, put it on the green.
Well,
that was one time.
That's the one time.
I know it's not me because I slice it on the
hook. So I go both ways.
Yeah, has your organization thought about glass of break-proof windows?
Oh, they're individual homes, so that's for them to decide.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I lived on a private golf course, and that's what had to be done in a couple places where, it got hit often. I mean, the golf course
finished
half the bill, and they just put glass, I forget what it's called. It's a plate glass type of thing, but it doesn't break. You can't break it.
It's like a bank glass.
It's almost like they use for bulletproof glass.
Yeah. Okay.
So my parents lived on Willow Creek Country Club's driving range, which was worse than being on the golf course. Cause all those guys thought they were Tiger Woods, Anyway, but my dad kind of installed some protection on the side of the house, and they never had any golf balls through windows ever again after that.
Well, I know
there's lots of things people can do.
They have the screens that go up and down.
Yeah.
So one of the guys came in last year and he hadn't put his screen up, so he got his window broken. But he's like, our screen retracts. So we put it down during the winter time when there's no golfers, and we put it back up once there's golfers.
Yeah.
He's on hole six.
Yeah.
It's the people on hole five that are, it's the backyard
where
they're getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I'm just saying.
We do suggest to people that they have to protect their own structures, I know.
And I, again, it comes up, and I always say, hey, guys, we live on a golf course. It's not the golf course's problem.
Yeah.
I will say one of the pushbacks they give me is, well, we caught the guy, and we turned him into the marshal, and the marshal let him walk away, and we never got any ID or any information, and it was like, can't we expect the golf course to help us at least arm wrestle these guys?
Yeah, we had a lady that was driving on
yesterday.
Eagle Ridge lit yesterday, and she comes in upset and warranted. She just had her
car hit.
Car hit with the golf ball.
Broke her windshield.
And she's like, well, hey, do you know who it is? And we're in the pro shop, and it's like, we could guess, and if you want to go out, we can go talk to him.
But if they say they didn't do it, there's off, not but, much yeah. we could do.
Well, I'm just yeah. saying there's, in some cases, they've had...
Yeah. They actually find the person.
They walk out yeah. across and, to the and green, and it's like, which one of you guys hit that ball?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I always tell people, if you, you're more than welcome to have a police officer come up and file a police report. And if you have their information and you want to do that, then, you know, very few want to do that, which I understand, too.
I do think in the case court described, though, if we have a marshal, the golfer, and the homeowner, I think we could expect the marshal to take a name and a phone number and say,
yeah,
you know, at least put those two together.
And so I think what Alan's saying is, I know oftentimes we're getting, oh, we don't know, we didn't hit that golf ball.
No, I know that's 99% of the
no,
time.
No, but he's talking like, you know, it's like a citizen's arrest almost. You know, but he's seen a witness to it right there, seeing it happen.
So the, from what I have heard, this is just through the grapevine. The precedent through courts has been set: unless you can prove that the golfer hit the golf ball at the house on purpose, they have no liability.
But if you have a golfer who admits to
yeah,
doing
they,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
and those are the easy ones.
Yeah. Those are easy.
You yeah. know?
We had that on 14. I mean, mm-hmm. the guy did it and hit a window. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the owner came out and our golfer just went down and talked to him.
Yeah.
And $300, but, you know, it was solved.
The risk you take when
so
you hit a golf ball.
We have similar issues with our golf cart GPS screens. They get broken, or a golf cart gets wrecked, and people are like, I don't know what you're talking about. It wasn't me.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the back before
in.
It was
yeah,
like
yeah,
this
car
before.
Comes back in with wheels yeah. like this, and people won't, like, it's the same thing, you know?
Yeah. It's a touchy subject.
Well,
because it's coming out of people's pockets,
I
understand.
Yeah. I guess the only thing I would suggest then, and to summarize, is if we could put some additional trees up along
yeah.
that bank.
Yeah, if
I mean, we're, again,
if your HOA says, hey, here's $1,000, and but we only want those to go towards trees on 5, I mean, we'd be happy to do it, for sure.
Okay. How about if I give you
$5,000? Sure. Yeah.
Will you match the 5?
We do have funds in our, our budget for trees. We've used some of it
we'd probably
to remove trees.
If you want to make a donation.
Yeah, we have tree funds. There's a couple spots I want to plant trees. Not quite on 5, but on 4 and 8.
Well, you can plant with your own money on that. We don't care about
sure.
that.
Trees are expensive. Depending on what type we can plant over there.
Well, we want something that grows high and fast.
Yeah.
Those are the worst trees.
And you know, in the past, we've had some of your owners cut trees
fast.
Down. So.
Well, those are shrubs, and I understand, and they should be arrested for that.
They weren't trees.
They
should have been arrested for that.
They should be arrested for that.
Well, you're talking about the
5 or 6 years ago.
The oak
Seven.
Shrubs, right? The oak.
Yeah.
No, I'm not condoning it.
He was well protected before he thinned out his forest. But
yeah. No, he wanted to be on the golf course. He was on the golf course. He wanted to see it.
Oh, my goodness. That's treble damages.
He wants to see it. But
okay,
now he wants trees built so he can't
see
it.
And propose that.
Yeah.
And
but on the golf course.
He just went a little bit on the
golf
course. Don't
think about that. They resolved a case where the patio or something was built onto the course and...
It wasn't a patio, it was just a walkway.
We've removed a lot of their walkways. Some of them are still there. Some of them still, we can see their trail.
There's one on 4.
I don't know if we'll ever...
What, private walkways?
Yeah.
Did they put down pavers or something? Oh.
We took them all up. Remember, we sent that letter out. And
yes.
Said, we're going to remove these, and
yeah.
they did.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
still people have trails to get out from their backyard out onto the course.
So that they can just play?
Yeah.
After
we're
hours.
Just going to take their dog
take
out.
Take their
there
dogs out. Take send their
walk.
Kids out to play.
Yeah.
Build a slip
go play on the golf
go
course.
Play in the fairway.
You name it, we've probably.
Driving range, even better.
In the sandbox.
Yeah.
Mother's Day with two kids, and they're playing in the sandbox.
The only solution is to fence the golf course.
Yeah,
I mean, really, that's the only solution that's ever going to work if we
decide. Well, good luck policing it.
Well, I mean.
No, it's all about good parenting.
Yeah.
The good news is it's so busy.
That's right.
That I've seen a lot less of that now.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
Know, it used to be
but
when
there's been a lot
there was
less.
No one around, people would come out. But
that's
now
true.
Group after group after
right,
group.
Right. No, that's
you don't
exactly
see
true.
It anywhere near
it's really not safe to walk your dog on a golf cart path if there's lots of golfers. It's very unsafe.
But just like the little mindless destruction, like the pins and things like that, is that still going on?
Yeah.
Flag sticks being thrown on the road.
And it's frequently on breaks from school, and as soon as that, like the first weekend school's out, is typically been the worst for us. It's on my agenda to have Craig help me out with their drone and their police officer that can get
the. Is that still down on 7?
Yeah, majority of it's on 5.
Really?
7, 11, a little bit on 6, and then 13 and 14.
Yeah, I was going to say 6 gets the bunkers.
But we've caught kids with the drone.
We caught a few last year, mm-hmm. Which I think was helpful on discouraging.
I was going to say, you catch a few, those kids talk.
Yeah. We caught 2 kids down on 13, 14 on their bikes.
That was
Karen helped with that one.
Yeah, we caught them on scooters on the green on 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I know the boys. They're in my priest quorum. Deacon's quorum at the time. Yeah.
Luckily, we had some girls. I mean, the guys took off on their scooters.
Right.
Okay,
so I get
they
it.
Were traveling.
Tell them God
and the girls were sitting there and said, oh, we know those kids. Here are their
I taught
names.
Those boys, and they were hell.
So
that was one of the worst calls I ever had, is teaching those boys.
Trying to chase kids.
Our cellular.
And they put some tracks.
That's
all we'll
green. Can't
be that. Yeah.
So then we have to
they were so disrespectful in the classroom.
Park City, because everybody dumps everything in the dumpsters.
Anyway.
You know, and there's no electric close by, so we're putting solar cameras up. But they're cellular, so you can monitor them all the time, but they record. So at least you'd have a picture of who did it.
Because that's our challenge, is we don't have a lot of areas we need cameras. We have no power.
Yeah.
I know ETS.
Somebody got bit by a dog
2 years ago. The city's IT group, they're supposed to be getting me and have been. We've been waiting over a year now for a solution. But if you send me some.
I think they're called EFRY. They make a wide array of cameras. The solar ones are pretty nice. A couple $100 for them.
If we could get one on this, we've
got to set them up.
From 5 to 6 right now would be huge.
Yeah, yeah. I remember you and I saw them in the.
Yeah,
did it,
it was fun.
A 6 there.
That was last year.
Yeah,
we managed to get that one taken.
Yeah, we got get that.
Thing. Alan does a good job at that. Alan, what do you do? Shoot him?
All right.
Okay. Well,
anything
just
else to
the
good of the order? If
right.
not,
right.
I guess
then
we
won't
can adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
No, I don't do that.
Second.
Okay. Congratulations, guys. Yeah. I mean, it sounds like everything's moving the right direction again and more.
I think as long as the economy stays good for us and golf is popular, we'll be. There's going to be.
It'll happen.
I don't want to say that we're always going to be on the up. We'll have some plateauing. I thought it would have happened by now, but.
People are willing to pay for quality.
Yeah.
People are willing to pay for quality. And frankly, we again, Utah golfing is cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Compared to the rest of the world.
This area.
And so, you know, you've got upside. And you just want to be the best in what you're doing on digital and getting voted the best in Salt Lake and in Davis County year after year just cements your position.
And I think that's where, I mean, if you're looking at a business, the ones that are not good quality and that don't have good customer service and don't have reputation are they going to be the first ones that are hurt.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're going to do well.
Right.
So we want to stay at the top or at least near the top, and we're working towards that. We're not there. I don't.
Well, driving range puts in a whole new category now. The sledding, I mean, those are kinds of things that, you know, once people see, they say, you know, this place is really progressive, you know. Mm-hmm. Plus, I mean, the course is always in good shape.
It's really
you know,
great.
Even with all the
it is now.
Water cutting back that we've done.
It is now.
I mean, there's very few dry spots on the whole course, even in August, you know, so you guys are doing a good job.
Yeah, I've said it before, but Weston is an incredible superintendent.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's been at Eaglewood, but he's great. I mean,
he knows the place like the back of his hand.
Yeah. He does a really good job.
But I think you're holding these guys accountable in a way that they weren't accountable before.
and I think it comes with.
Come out and play with it.
Yeah,
I think there's pride of ownership.
Yeah.
I think there's a huge pride of ownership.